I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Whistleblowers, impeachment investigations, military aid to Ukraine blocked and unblocked. That said, there is other crucial business that also has to happen in Washington. Monday is the end of the government's fiscal year. In less polarized times, there'd be a plan for how to fund the government for the next fiscal year. There is not. Both the House and Senate have instead passed temporary extensions, keeping the government open through November the 21st. And there's a new estimate on what a government shutdown costs. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports.
$4 billion. That is what the last three shutdowns cost U.S. taxpayers, according to the Senate Subcommittee on Investigations.
The cost of shutdowns isn't so much additional taxpayer money. It's more how much money have we wasted.
Mark Goldwein is with the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. When the government shuts down, it still ends up paying federal employees, pays to operate government buildings, even though work isn't getting done.
And that's just money down the toilet.
Millions of federal workers and contractors weren't able to work for 52 days in the last three shutdowns, 2019, 2018, and 2013. On top of that, there was lost revenue from parks, for example, project delay costs. But $4 billion wasted is lowballing it, according to Matthew Shapiro, director of the Survey Research Center at the University of Michigan.
It understates the cost of a shutdown because of all the indirect effects.
Restaurants that lost business, purchases not made, contractors who were never reimbursed. Taking all that into account, the CBO estimated that the last shutdown alone, the longest in U.S. history at 35 days, cost $3 billion, all told. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.